Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. I was standing right in front at the Parklife Festival 2022 in Johannesburg, South Africa, when the band Amistad started to perform, and I was completely amazed and excited by their originality, voices, and music. And I decided I wanted to interview them for my podcast. Amistad are twin brothers Joseph and Jan Preisel, who were born in Germany and raised in Italy, with parents originating from the Czech Republic and Australia. Finding themselves in the soundscape of a modern Simon and Garfunkel, with influences from the likes of Ben Howard, Kings of Convenience, and Codeine. Since 2012, Amistad have released four EPs, It's Not Words, Somewhere Sometime, Nostalgia, Love and Light, and their debut album Parley, which saw them embark on a number of Australian and European tours, including performances at some of Australia's finest festivals. Celebrating the release of their EP Still Alive at the end of 2021, the duo played over 150 shows in less than 7 months across 10 countries, including shows in Italy and South Africa. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Amistad. Where do we find you in the world? What's happening in your life and how are you doing?
Wow, so many questions.
Where to start? All right, Joseph.
Oh, we start with where we are. We are close to Munich in Germany. Mm-hmm. That's where we were born. That's not where we were raised, but that's where we were born. So let's start with that. And we are fantastic. It's been a busy year. More on that later on, I guess.
Tell us why you chose the name Amistad and what does it mean?
All right. So 10 years ago, probably more than that. Yeah, no, exactly 10 years ago, we moved to Australia because we wanted to live off music. And we started writing our own songs and we're like, okay, we're going to need a band name. So we were sort of looking around for a couple of months and almost 1 year we had no name. And then we were listening to The Fray. You know the band The Fray?
Yes.
We used to listen to them a lot.
Yep.
And they had that song, I Found You.
Yeah, and, or found you.
And the first line in that song, it says, I found God on the corner of First and Amistad. So that's where we saw it the first time. And we're like, oh, that's cool. What does it mean? And it's in that song, it's a street, somewhere street name in America, yeah, somewhere in the desert. But then we did a bit of research and it means friendship in Catalan, so Spanish.
Yeah.
And we're like, somehow that resonated with it. And friendship is very important to us. We love I think it's the people that you share life with, which makes the life so enjoyable and worth living. So that's why we thought, hey, this is perfect. Done.
And later on, a nurse approached us at a concert. She came up and she said, did you guys know that your band name means am I stat? Am I present? Am I living in the here? And then back then, we just dived into the spiritual world. So that was sort of very weird that it had this ambiguous meaning. So it was perfect. It chose us. That name chose us, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said you moved to Australia 10 years ago to pursue music. So was that the beginning of the musical journey or did it start pre to that?
So I started playing guitar when I was six.
This is Jan, by the way, for those who don't know Jan, and I'm Joseph.
I started playing guitar when I was 6 years old, and I knew that music is very healing to me. And I didn't know how I'm going to make a living of it or what sort of part it's going to play in my life. But I knew that that's what I need in my life. So I started playing guitar, and then maybe 6 or 7 years later, Joseph just sat in the room one day and he started singing and we realized, hey, this is fun. It works. Joseph has a decent voice. And
thank you.
You're welcome. and then we started doing that for a while. And then I started harmonizing because there's something that I love about harmonies. And then we started.
We call them blood harmonies.
Blood harmonies. Because I don't know what it does, but it does something to us. And then we started a cover band here in our hometown, and we had our best friends play drums and guitars, and we did lots of Jack Johnson Oasis covers and that stuff. So I think that's how it started. And then we started writing our own music, but it was really bad back then. And then sort of we went traveling to Australia when we were 19, because our father is Australian. So we've got the passports. So we went for like a year of, you know, travel, work and travel. And that's when we realized, hey, I think that's where it's going to happen. We want to, let's just move away as far as we can and just believe in our own little
But we did
dream.
come back before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a year. But yeah.
More to that later on, maybe. But that's basically how it started for us.
Okay. You're now in Germany. So do you live in Germany or in Australia?
So we relocated back to Germany 2.5 or 3 years ago almost.
Just
Okay.
before,
Just before
pretty
the.
much just before COVID, maybe a year
Yeah.
before COVID. So,
Okay.
yeah.
And we weren't quite sure what to do, whether we should stay permanently in Europe. And then everything sort of started happening. And it just felt like it's the right thing to stay here. And we had, yeah, the last 3 years were amazing for our music, I must say.
Even though it was hard with everything going on in the world, in a way, I think the world got still, and our
Yeah.
music, I think, is music that you gotta be in a quiet space, not only physically but mentally, in order to listen. So the world had time to listen to our music, and before that, it just somehow didn't. So it was good.
I love what you're saying. The world got still. That's why I giggled because it's exactly what happened. The world got still. And sometimes the universe says, hey, to person, people, cultures, the world, stop, just stand still. And that's exactly what happened. So I like that. So you said when you first started writing music, your words, I think you said it wasn't good, or you used a different phrase. So how did you hone that skill, and how did you get better over time?
I guess the older you get, the more you reflect on the journey that we had. And when I now talk to musicians that are starting to, and they come and ask questions, it's so funny because you really start thinking about what happened. And I remember the days when I loved guitar, and I didn't like the, I started with Spanish flamenco stuff, and I just wanted to do music where I can sing along to, So I went on YouTube and I just started covering every Ben Howard, every Jack Johnson, every Cat Stevens song, that was, and that's how I started, I think, learning how to play, just, acoustic steel string guitar with chords and that stuff. And then I really wanted to learn piano, and there was this was friend of our parents, and they had a piano upstairs in their house. And I would, after school, I would just, go there, and I would record with my phone. I would record something from YouTube, then I would take it to the piano. I would just sit there for hours, just figure it out. I had no idea what I'm doing. But now looking back, I think it's like, how did we get better? I think it's just, if the, not your parents are not forcing you, no one is forcing you. You're just doing it because you're so interested in it, and it just does something to you. And I think that was what motivated, especially me, to just learn and learn how it works and get better and better. And even vocally, I was always struggling because I felt like I'm not a good singer, but I just kept, I was just kept singing. I just really always want to get better and better. And there was something that's driving me to just learn more and more about it. And I think maybe for Joseph is maybe a different motivation, and I think that's totally cool. But in me, there's just like, I just had that urge to just learn more about it because I wanted to really see how much can I just get out of it? What is there to create within music,
You guys are brothers. You work together. You do everything together. Is there any, sometimes, like when you're creating and collaborating, any sort of sibling clashes? Or is it just because you guys are twins that it just is an easy flow?
I mean, of course, there's clashes. I don't think, in a musical sense, I think we are very, very much on the same page. If you take anything else, we probably couldn't be any further away and apart from each other's opinions. But when it comes to music, we are not 90%, 95% there already. So when we sit down, it's literally fine tuning. But everything else, yeah, let's skip that one, eh?
That's fun. The songs that you write. So the process from zero to a 3 to 4 minute song, what is that process? How does that song come to be? Is it different each time? Tell us the musical journey of Amistad, of creating a song and music.
I start and you finish it there, because I feel like that's how we write
Perfect.
music, or
Perfect.
actually the other way around. But see, it's still a weird thing, and I've discussed this with many friends, musician friends. You After you write a song, it's basically like you went out, you had a few too many drinks, you wake up and you're like, what happened yesterday? And then you look back on your phone, you're like, oh my God, I did all this crazy. I don't remember. So in a way, when you write music, sometimes or most of the times, it's the same. Like you sit down and somehow you start working on something, or there's an idea. Jan generally has the musical genius, as I call it. He just has these riffs or
Oh, thank you.
melodies.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome. These melodies come to him. So he just starts mucking around with it, and then he records it. Sometimes you work on it right away. Sometimes it takes 6 months till we pull it up on the phone and give it a listen. And then I don't know, you just give it the respect and the time, sit down and you just work on it. You just sit and fluff around with it, and at some point you just know in a way that the song's done. It's really weird because no one comes to you and says, I think this is about finished now. You just somehow inside you just know. So I look at Jan and we're like, this is it. So yeah, it's but it's always different. I think every song has its own way to come into this world. It's like, yeah, like children, I guess. You just raise them, everyone turns out in a different way, but you love them all. You love each and every one of them. So yeah.
For the listeners, I saw Amistad a few weeks ago in Johannesburg, South Africa, at a Park Life Festival. And what I picked up a lot about your music, and it's so there's so much energy and positive energy and that flowing, like you mentioned, that spirituality, that positive energy that just uplifts everyone. And do you find that when you're writing the music that you mentioned, you know when it's done because you can feel that positive energy?
You know, I think when we finish a song, we usually I sit down on a guitar and we sing the whole song and we record it with a phone and then we listen to it the next day.
Okay.
And when we do that, we listen with fresh ears, and then you can tell straight away, okay, this it has a certain energy about it. That whether it's sad or positive, we do feel it, but we even whether it's if it's sad, we still sort of try to work with it. But that's usually when we say, okay, this is going to work, when it makes us feel something, and then you can grow with it. They usually I go and I start doing a bit of production on it. I record it on my laptop and I start adding instruments like piano and stuff, and that's when it usually comes together. You add some harmonies and then you really know where this song's going to go and whether it's going to have the energy that we want it to have.
I think coming back to this concept of like having children, I think with the music it's very similar. You never know what your kid's gonna turn out. It's here. It's got its own energy and character, but you can give it your values and your you raising them or the children with your view of the world and your values and the love. But you can give them all that, but then it. Whatever it turns out to be, that's what it's going to turn out to be in its own beautiful, unique way. So I think with music, it's the same. Like you sit down, you write it, it comes out, and then you see how you can give it a few different spins and twists. But then at the end of the day, the song goes out there and it does its own thing.
But what I think is when you saw us live, whatever it does to you when you listen to it and you feel like it gives you energy, it also does that to us, you see.
Yeah.
And we try to still keep that on stage when we look at each other, or we're like, now we're gonna go for this, and it's building. It also gives us this hit of energy, and that's what we also wanna keep doing on stage, you see. So it's very important for us that we keep this energy level high and make sure that we are still present with our set, what we do. We want to still get the same feeling that we hopefully give the audience. And that is something that we really focus on. That's why we try to, do Wim Hof before we go on stage and try to stay very connected on stage and not just forget everyone else and just do your own thing. We
Yeah.
want to just stay connected.
When I saw you guys on stage, you had, I think it was Diego who was with you.
Dimitri.
Dimitri. Dimitri.
Dimitri,
So is he, does he go with you guys live, or how does he fit into the whole equation?
yeah, so we met him busking, playing on the streets in Melbourne when we started playing street music like 10 years ago, and he
Okay.
became one of our best friends. And but he lives in Vienna in Austria, and our big dream was always that we get to travel together. And the last 3 years we could really visualize and bring him on tour and pay him, and it's been such a incredible lift to have him, because he gives so much energy. He feels the music just as much as we do, and we are just best friends. So we really just enjoy everything outside of music, the travels, the late nights, and everything is just so much more enjoyable. Because I've been doing this I've been with him for 32 years, but Dimitri is just, you know, and at some stage it's enough, but he just brings in the fresh air, you know. I love it. So having Dimitri is such a gift,
It's
and
a bit
hopefully
of a
we're going to have him for a
balance.
long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next? So you guys are doing touring. Do you have a new album coming out? Tell us what's next in the pipeline for Amistad.
Well, we'll be heading to Australia and we'll be supporting a band, Aussie band called Sons of the East, who we've supported back here in 2019. And they've become good friends. So we're going to be on tour with them for a month. And we've got a couple new singles coming out before the new EP comes out. I think on the 24th of March, it's going to be out. And then we're going to be hitting the road all over. We'll be touring all over Europe for about 4 or 5 weeks in April. And currently talking about when we're going to be coming back to South Africa as well. So that's in the Spanish as well. We
Oh,
definitely want
lovely.
to come back. I think we fell in love with South Africa. We've only been there for a week, but
Yes.
wow, the energy there was something very special, and we want to dive back into that.
So when you guys come out next time, so I was right in front at your concert, but next time I'm going to be right in front cheering, and then we're going to go for drinks afterwards. How does that sound?
Yeah, you enjoy
Yeah,
it. Yeah,
So
okay.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I love playing this game. The recipients of this game do not always like it. I know if I ask you this question in 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 days, 20 days, the answer will be different. From each of
Okay.
you, it'll be different. So
Okay.
if I had to ask you, Joseph, first, your top
Hang on,
five.
before you ask away, before you
Yes.
ask, maybe Jan should not hear it because he's got time to think of an answer. So how about you,
Yeah,
how do you
okay. Close
shut?
your ears.
Oh,
Yeah.
close your ears.
Yeah.
All right,
Okay,
hit
cool.
me.
Your top five go-to songs that you play now by other artists.
Okay, I would say that's Olafur Arnalds or whatever, however you spell him. He's an I think he's from Iceland, so it's like instrumental music, alternative instrumental music. That's probably my three songs that I listen to the most. And what else did I listen to? I did listen to Justin Timberlake, Mirrors. That's one of my favorite upbeat songs that just make me feel happy. And oh, what's the fifth? What to listen to? I would say, oh yeah, and JP Sax. He's got this beautiful song called "If the World Was Ended." So
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
that's my top five. Yeah.
So the first three were by which artist? The Iceland artist? Say his name again.
He's called Ólafur Arnalds.
Okay.
Ólafur Arnalds. Yeah, a bit of a weird name, but yeah.
Okay. So the question is your top five go-to songs by other artists in this moment.
In this moment.
It'll change every time I ask you this question.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to be, at the moment, it's going to be the Every Kingdom album by Ben Howard, which is definitely, and especially the songs Everything, The Fear, and The Wolves.
Okay.
But then I'm listening a lot to Paolo Nutini at the moment,
Yes.
Through the Echoes and Foy Vance Sapling. They are
Who was the last
just like
artist? What is the last one's artist?
Foy Vance.
Okay. I haven't heard of it.
Foy Vance. I think he's an Irish.
Yeah,
He's an
he's
Irish
incredible.
singer. Yeah, and he's a bit older now, but he's been around for years, and he's been one of the most underrated artists still out there. He's incredible. Give him a listen. You're gonna love him, especially
Okay.
the Wild Swans album.
Lovely.
But yes, Foy Vance Sapling, amazing.
Brilliant. Now, you guys write your music together. Is there any times that you collaborate with other writers or other producers or other artists when creating music?
Yes, we have. We have started maybe 2 years ago, and we wrote with some friends of ours from Berlin, and two twin sisters in America.
And
And
yeah, well, Australian friends who have wrote as well,
oh yeah.
co-wrote. And I think now we're gonna write a lot more with other artists because we signed with a label a couple of weeks ago, and
Oh.
so they've put forward a lot of their artists and said, look, let us know who you want to write with. So actually, funny you're asking, because about half an hour ago I was talking to our A&R, and he's like, hey, there's this guy who wants to co-write with you, check him out. So I checked him out, and then I asked the label, hey, how does it work if we want to co-write with anyone? So they said, hey, you just shoot anyone across and we'll see if we can make it happen. So I said, look, there's a lot of people on this. I'll be shooting a lot of names across. So hopefully you're going to be
Yeah.
collaborating a lot, because
That's
it's
amazing.
nice to create and see the world through different eyes.
Yeah. Yes. So first of all, Mazel Tov and congratulations for the signing with the label. That's amazing news.
Thank you.
So when you collaborate with other artists, so you guys are obviously, you mentioned earlier, when it comes to music, you're 90% sort of on the same page. you're in the same rhythm, you're on the same space. So when you bring other energies into that space, how is that process? Is it difficult to bring them in because you're so much on the same page? Or is it an easy space to allow that those energies to come through?
So usually, you if you don't know each other, you have a FaceTime, you get to know each other a little, and then you can pretty much tell straight away whether this is going to work or not. And then, and if you feel like it's not going to work, you still do the session, and then you never talk to them again. But but it never usually never happens this way. So, but what we figured is that if you the most important for songwriting, whether you collab, is that everyone chucks in ideas, and you got to be open to not try to force your ideas into it, but be like, hey, let this just go where it needs to go. And I think that's the hardest part, to put in your creative input, but don't force this song to sound like you want it to be, or write the lyrics that you want it to be. Just let everyone add what it needs to be. I think that is the magic.
You need to leave your ego at home.
Yes.
And
no space for ego.
And just be open and it's like a compromise. Always is, like with everything. You just have to compromise, and
you can't force anything anyways.
And you never know if it's gonna yield anything, or if it's just gonna be 2 hours of your time where you just learn. Open the drain and let the dark water come out, and then eventually there's a nugget of gold popping out.
So it's very much also not having expectations. Actually, just going in without it. So I'm going to tell a lovely story. It allowed the listeners to have an aha moment and just to explain this. So one of my favorite artists is Kylie Minogue. So I was in London and I bought two tickets to the concert because I'm a bit, all my friends and everyone knows I'm a bit Kylie mad. So I was up in the balcony, you know, looking down on the stage for the first show. And for the second show, I had the similar ticket, but I noticed there were free seats all around. You know, like, because I'm very much a person that goes to concerts by myself. I'm very comfortable in doing that and just hanging out and being in the moment and enjoying by myself. So when I went to the second concert, I went up to the ticket counter and I said to them, hey, I'd like to upgrade my tickets for a seat closer, you know, to the stage. And they said, no, listen, we don't do it like that. The show sold out, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought, cool, happy days, whatever. So I went to go have food at the restaurant. And now you must know it's the O2 Arena. So it's like 30, 40,000 people. I was sitting here having my food. And from two tables away, this lady came up to me and said, listen, do you want to go to see the Kylie Minogue concert? So I said, I've already got my tickets. So I'm all good. So I got up and walked away and I was doing my master. I'm a Reiki master. And I heard my Reiki coach screaming in my head saying, it'll happen, but not always the way you expect it to happen. So because I expected it to happen like so, and I envisioned it only happening like so, that when it was happening right in front of my eyes, I didn't realize it. But then I ran to them. I said, cool, what's happening? They told me the friend of theirs couldn't make it. I paid an extra bit of pounds for the ticket and I was literally near the front. So it was a realization. It was a realization for me to say, it will happen, but not always the way you expect it to happen.
That is perfect. All you need to do
is know that it's going to happen and trust in that.
Yes.
And let the universe work all the hows and whys and wheres. Just know that it's going to come to
and
you.
And keep an open mind, because it can be in front of your face and you sometimes don't see it.
There's this beautiful clip of a group of people, the white team and a group of people of the black team. And they're playing basketball, I think. And there's this monkey that walks through the picture. And I think in the description, it says focus on the white team only or the black team only. I don't know. So anyway, the monkey walks through and you can't even see it. And afterwards, they ask, did you see the monkey walk through the video? And that's exactly that. What you focus on is what is real.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that other stuff's not there. You just start looking at it because you are focusing over here.
Yes.
So just use the whole screen. Yeah.
Exactly. And also taking a step back, you know, sometimes. And this has allowed me, give me an aha moment, because I'm very much a person that's like always like, you know, trying to make things happening and pushing, and why isn't it happening quickly enough? And I get impatient. And all my friends, I'm hearing my friends say, slow down, patient, it'll happen. I'm always told that I'm 6 months ahead of the rest of the world. Sometimes it's about pulling me back.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Be 6 months ahead, but then bring yourself back to the now, which is not easy.
Yeah. Not easy. Absolutely. So, guys, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. The main listening audience is the UK, the USA, Australia, And fourth is actually South Africa and Poland. That was the last time I checked.
Oh, cool.
And we are the top six most popular podcast in South Africa on the Iona platform. So as a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
You go, Joe.
Oh, you've got your own thing to say as well?
Maybe.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting what you do, because I think it's beautiful. We had to listen to some of the interviews you've done and the people you had come on. Not having met you, you have such great energy. And I think you really genuinely get up in the morning and you love what you do and you just want to create good energy and send it out into the universe and connect with people. So thank you so much for those listeners supporting you. And thank you for having us on the show. And hopefully we get to see you guys live at some point, which would be a dream to come back, because like we said, we loved it there.
And beautiful. For you?
And I would just say, I think we put so much energy into what we want and what can we get and in every other things. But I think what I realized lately, the last few months especially, is that the moment you give yourself some love and some time to do what you really want to do, you're going to have so much energy to give to others. And I think that is so beautiful to receive and give, but finding that balance is very important. So I hope that we could give enough, but also not to forget that, just it's a give and take. And if we find that balance, I think this everyone's going to feel so much better. So this world needs a lot of love. So let's give it.
Yes. So as the guy said, balancing energy and love. So signing out with Joseph and Jan from Amistad.